It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi. Glad to see you today. I expected to have something for you, but it wasn't there. Yeah, I went to the library and asked for that book, you know, Looking for Letters, that one that has A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and all those in it. And the librarian at the children's department said, sorry, Mr. Rogers, everybody seems to want to read that book. I'll send it over to you sometime when it comes in. But I have these for you anyway. A, Z. That's the beginning of the alphabet, and that's the end. There are lots of letters in between, though. You know that song, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P. You know that one? Well, we could sing that, and we could ask picture-picture, at least, to show us what the letters look like, even though we don't have the book. Want to? Okay, let's go. Picture-picture on the wall. Will you show us the letters of the alphabet? The big ones first. There they are, good. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Good. Now maybe you could sing with me. And picture, picture, could you show us the little letters of the alphabet now? And we'll sing with you. Okay? A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Thank you very much, picture, picture. See, you need big letters and little letters to be able to read and write. Big ones and little ones together. Did you hear something? Let's go see who's at the door. Why, it's Mr. McFeely.
Oh, busy day, Mr. Rogers.
Mr. McFeely,
busy day.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. The head librarian over in the children's department of the library told me to bring this book to you, and here it is, and it's called Looking for Letters, a brand new copy.
Mr. McFeely, this is exactly what I've been looking
for. Oh, I'm glad, I'm glad. It was a happy delivery, right?
It certainly is a happy one. I've wanted my friends to see what the letters look like. You know, letters look like different things.
That's right, they certainly do. Well, I've got to run right off now, Mr. Rogers. Can't stay today, but I'll be back to visit sometime. Already?
I wish you could stay, Mr. McFeely, but please come back.
I will. I'll do that. Enjoy the book. Enjoy the book. It's a delightful book.
Thank you, Mr. McFeely. We have what I was hoping for. It's called Looking for Letters, and it talks about what the letters do look like. Like the A looks like a teepee for an Indian. Like that. And things like that. But we'll find out right in the book. He says this is a brand new version of it. How do you like to sit when somebody reads to you? Would you just sit like that? You're someone who likes looking for letters, and you happen to be out in the forest, and all of a sudden, you see a great big A. At least you think it's an A, until you come up closer to it, and it turns into a teepee. You knock on the teepee, and a bee flies out. You think it's a bee, until it sits on your shoulder and starts talking to you, and then you know it's a talking bee. The bee is telling you a long story about lots of things, and it gets to be nighttime. And you look up into the sky, and there's a big letter C. It's really the old moon. And you say, it's time for bed. And so you go to sleep in the teepee, and so does B. C stays up in the sky all night long while you're sleeping. You have a dream about an Indian whose name is One String Three Feathers. He makes an instrument that looks like a D. It has just one string, and he has three feathers in his hair. You think his feathers look like an E, and they do. In the dream, somebody takes one of the feathers, and then it looks just like an F. Well, One String Three Feathers finds a gold earring on the floor of his teepee, and the earring looks just like a G. One String Three Feathers says, whoever took my feather must have dropped this golden earring, so I'll go out to hunt for that person. By and by, One String Three Feathers sees something that looks like an H. As he comes closer, he sees that it's two thin men shaking each other's hands. But what's that he sees in one of the men's ears? It's the other gold earring. And what's that he sees in the man's pocket? It's the lost feather. And that feather looks like the letter I. One String Three Feathers walks up and says, you're the one who took my feather. And then he finds a big fish hook on the ground that looks like the letter J. So he uses it to hook the missing feather. One String Three Feathers runs back home, and that's the end of your dream. Just as you wake up, you see something that looks like a K coming into your teepee. It's a soldier, and he says that he's lost. You ask him to sit on a chair that looks like an L, and he does. And he tells you that he got lost when he came to two big mountains and a valley that looked like a big M. He said there was lightning in the sky that looked like the letter N, so he was glad to find your teepee. You ask the soldier what his name is, and he says Oswald with an O. You talk about the letter O, and Oswald thinks it looks like a rolling snowball. But you think it looks like a face before you draw in the eyes, nose, and mouth. As you're sitting there talking, suddenly Oswald drops something that knocks over a pan and looks like a letter P onto the floor. It awakens a Q-looking pussycat who was sleeping on the other side of the teepee. By now it's morning, and you tell Oswald that you will take him back if he wants you to. He does, so both of you say goodbye to B and Q the cat. On the way home, you both look for letters because you like to, and you find an octopus that looks like an R talking to a snake that looks like an S beside a telegraph pole that looks like a T. A horse comes along and kindly offers to give you a ride. And when you look down on the ground, you see the marks that his shoes have made, and they look like the letter U. When you get off, you try to make some U's too, just like the horse. And you find that you can do it if you don't let your heels down. So you and Oswald walk on the fronts of your shoes and make a lot of U's. As you get closer to town, you see some flowers. And those two flowers look like the letter V. Before you can stop Oswald, he picks the flowers and he puts one on you and one on himself. Then you're at your own hometown. It seems that everyone is glad to see Oswald and you. The orchestra plays, and the conductor's long tailcoat looks just like a W. And the bows on the violins look just like an X. You tell Oswald this, but he seems to be thinking about other things. You walk beside Oswald as he goes up the ladder to his rocket ship. He makes a speech and everyone cheers and hugs and plays music, and all of a sudden someone counts backwards. Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one, zero. Oswald's rocket takes off. And you think how much faster it goes than a kite. But they both look like a Y to you. You've done a lot of things today and seen a lot of letters. So you go home and tell the people you like about the A that was a teepee, the talking bee, and one string three feathers, and Oswald and his Y-looking rocket. Someone says, what about the letter Z? Didn't you see a Z anywhere today? And you say, maybe I'll dream about one of them tonight. And so you do. So you could look for letters. That is a new book, isn't it? I like that one. Looking for letters. You could look for them wherever you are. You could see letters all over the place. I wonder how that kite is, the magic kite in the neighborhood of make-believe. You know, the kite that looked like a Y reminded me of it. Why don't we look into our telescope and see? Want to? All right. The telescope looks like an eye, doesn't it? A big eye or a little eye in the alphabet. Mm-hmm. And you could stand up straight and look like an eye yourself. Mm-hmm. Ready to look into make-believe? See who has the kite today? Daniel's clock. And there's the platypus's place. And Lady Elaine's museum. X's tree in Henrietta's house. There's the factory. Ah, there's our trolley. You come in, trolley, whenever you can. Hi, trolley. How are you? I'm glad to see you. We were wondering who was playing with the magic kite today. Daniel. Oh, I'm glad he got his turn today. Would you take us to the neighborhood of make-believe, please? We'd like to go with you. Okay, here you go.
Oh, kite. I like it when you go up high. Oh, yeah. I like it when you come down low, too. Oh, oh, boy. You don't like to be held, do you? Oh, you're such a special kite. You're very, very special. I'm glad it's my turn to be with you. Yes, I like you very much.
I'm glad you like me.
Oh, I didn't know that you could talk.
I can talk only when I wish to.
Oh, and you have such a beautiful voice.
And I can sing, too.
You can? A singing magic kite. Would you sing for me, please? Would you?
We welcome you today. We know you'll like our neighborhood and hope that you will stay. We welcome you today. We welcome you, we welcome you, we welcome you today.
Oh, nice.
And hope that you will stay. We welcome you today.
Oh, you sound just like a policeman friend of mine, Kite.
Oh, and who is that?
Oh, it's Officer Clemens.
Ah, do you know him too?
Yes, and I like him very much.
You do, Daniel.
Oh, Officer Clemens, I was just talking about you to the magic kite.
I know, I heard it all.
Oh, well, isn't it a wonderful kite?
It surely is. Does it belong to you?
Well, it belongs to everybody in make-believe, but I got to play with it first because I was the smallest.
Oh.
Would you like to hold it?
Well, I'd like to, but, you know, I've got to get over to the castle and see if Handyman Negri can repair this chair for me.
Oh, what's wrong?
Oh, it's just an old chair, and I'd like to see if I could get it fixed up.
Oh, hello there, old chair. You're going to get all fixed up.
Well, so long, Daniel, and have fun with your kite.
Thank you. Hope you have a good day, Officer Clemens.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, Nurse Miller. How are you?
Oh, I'm just fine, thank you.
Could you tell me if you've seen Handyman Negri today?
Yes, I have.
You have?
He said he would be working inside the castle today.
Oh, on the inside?
Yes.
Well, I'd better get over there and see if I can see him. I'd like to see if he can repair this old chair for me.
It looks like it needs it.
It certainly does.
Bye. Bye.
Hey, Nurse Miller.
Oh, hi, Ex.
Hey, how in the world are you?
I'm just fine. How are you?
Oh, fine. Have you seen the magic kite?
No, where is it?
It's over at Daniel's clock, but I get it later on.
Oh, what's magic about it?
Well, it goes up by itself.
You mean it just flies wherever it likes?
Yes, it surely does. And it doesn't even need wind to make it fly.
Oh, that is magic.
Yeah.
I must get over and see it.
Yeah, well, I'll wait here because Daniel's going to bring it to me when he's finished his turn.
All right. And I'll tell him you're waiting.
Thanks, Nurse Bye-bye. Miller. Bye-bye.
Nurse! Nurse! Help! 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 Nurse!
Oh, what's
nurse!
Wrong, Lady Elaine?
It's a new bird. It must be a bird I've never seen.
Well, where is it?
It's right over Daniel's clock. Take a look. Don't you see it? It looks like a kite, but nobody's holding on to it,
no,
so it must be a bird. Wonderful, wonderful, a brand new bird. I'll have to call Lex the owl.
No, you'll be so pleased. No, Lady Elaine.
Know what?
It's a magic kind of kite.
Who says so?
Ex just told me.
Oh, phooey, and I thought I'd found a brand new bird.
Well, it's evidently a very special kind of kite.
Yes, but I like looking for birds. That's my hobby.
Oh, yes, I know. But I'm going over to see this new kite. Farewell.
Oh, farewell, kite lover.
Farewell, and happy bird watching.
Thank you. Same to you when you find them. Birds, birds, a wonderful bird.
Sometimes it takes a while, doesn't it, to get used to people. Good for you. Oh, hi, Nurse Miller.
Hello, Daniel.
Did you see the kite?
Oh, yes, it's a fine kite. And I hear it's a magic one, too.
Oh, yes, it can do all sorts of things. You can see it flies by itself.
Oh.
Doesn't like to be held too well. My kite. You know, it can even sing when it wants to.
Oh?
Yes. Kite, would you like to sing? Well, maybe it doesn't want to right now.
What is it like to sing when it wants to?
Well, a little earlier it sang, "We welcome you today."
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. I do wish it would sing for you. It really sings so pretty.
Well, it will when it's ready.
Yeah, I guess it will. But it really was...
Oh, hi. I just couldn't wait. I'm sorry. I just had to come over and see.
Well, it's really been fun playing with the kite. It did sing, but now it isn't singing, X.
Well, I guess it just sings when it wants to.
That's right, it does. That's what it said.
Can't you make it sing, Nurse Miller?
Well, I could try. If you two gentlemen would just keep your eyes on the kite.
Yeah.
And say to it three times, "Please sing, please sing, please sing."
Okay, okay.
Now you keep watching the kite.
All right.
Please sing.
Please sing.
Please sing.
We welcome you today.
It's doing it.
We know you like our neighborhood and hope that you will stay. We welcome you today. Watch the kite. We welcome you, we welcome you, we welcome you today. And hope that you will stay. We welcome you today.
Oh, good for you, Kite. It can sing in different voices. It really is magic.
Boy, am I ever glad it's my turn to play with it, Daniel.
Do you want to stay here and play for a while? Maybe it'll sing some more.
Well, I don't suppose it'll want to sing all the time.
Oh, it sure sounded like you singing, Nurse Miller.
Well, you know, I think that must be part of the kite's magic. The kite sounds like the nearest singer.
Oh, thanks for coming to see it. Boy, I think it's great.
Thank you for being here, Nurse Miller. I was glad that you could see it sing.
Oh, well, I'm very glad to have seen it, Daniel. And do you know what I have to do right now?
What?
I have to get back to my nursing work. Dr. Bill and I are going over some records at his office.
Oh, boy. Well, we'll see you later.
All right,
there's
then.
The kite just playing around.
Bye-bye, X.
Goodbye, Nurse
and
Miller.
Daniel.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye, kite.
Oh, great. Look how the kite just shook hands with Nurse Miller.
Oh, is it ever nifty. Look at it go up, up.
The kite sounded like Officer Clemens when Officer Clemens was nearby. And it sounded like Nurse Miller when Nurse Miller was nearby. Sure, you could make your toys talk or sing. Mm-hmm. Here's a little teddy bear. See what he sounds like when he's near me.
Hello, Mr. Rogers.
Hello, teddy bear.
I'd like to sing the alphabet song.
Oh, good. Why don't you?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
Good for you, Bear. This is a book called Looking for Letters, Bear, and it's got all kinds of letters in it. Do you hear somebody? Let's see who it is at the door. Come along. Would you look, please, and see who's outside?
It's Officer Clemens.
Oh, good. Let's ask him in. Hi, Officer Clemens.
Hello, Mr. Rogers. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, I'm just fine. I have a problem, Mr. Rogers.
Could I help you?
Yes,
come on in.
Yes, you can.
Oh, it's a broken chair.
I just came from the neighborhood of make-believe to see if I was talking with Handyman Negri about repairing this chair for me, and he doesn't have time.
I see.
But I've got to get it repaired. And I was wondering if you might be able to help me.
Why? Do you think we could fix this chair? I don't know whether we could do it right this minute, but...
I'd like to give it to an old friend of mine, and I just don't have time to repair it myself.
Well,
Well, that could fit into there. And this would be down in the bottom. This looks like an H.
Yes, it does.
Do you know another way to make an H? Two gentlemen shaking each other's hands.
Standing straight and tall?
Yep. Does that look like an H?
Yes,
good.
It does.
We'll fix it for you, Officer Clemens. I'm sure we can.
I'd be ever so grateful, Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, we'll work on it tomorrow, okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You got to get going?
Yes, I've got to get going. I'm sorry I can't stay.
Well, thanks for stopping by, and we'll do what we can for the chair.
Okay.
I like the way you sang for the kite.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Sure, it'd be great to help, wouldn't it? Now, there'll be some things that we'll need tomorrow to fix this chair for Officer Clemens. We'll need some glue. G-L-U-E. And we'll need a hammer. H-A-M-M-E-R. I think we'll need some C-clamps. C-clamps. There. And we'll get it done tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song. 4, 2, 1, 2. Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow. It soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. Little bear, would you stay here and guard the chair? We'll be back tomorrow. Put the bear on the chair. Right there. I better take this book back to the library since so many people want to read it. You've made it a special day for me. See you tomorrow. Goodbye.
Production funds for this television visit were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations. Thank you.